This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is asking New Yorkers to take in illegals. What could possibly go wrong, as our friend Wendy says on YouTube? Welcome to our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and 855-839-1210. Great to have you with us today. Every day, of course. I want to talk about a bunch of different things this hour, including Tim Scott on The View, the new entries into the presidential race, including Asshat Hutchinson, Chris Christie, and some guy from North Dakota who you've never heard of, and also to Mike Pence and what all of this means going forward. We'll get into all of that. Now, over the weekend in Philadelphia, another just chaotic weekend. You know, the drag racing and the street racing in this city, it was an outrageous night the other night when this happened. You know, the thing about it is, whenever I pay attention to Philadelphia news, I'm always depressed. I really am. I'm always depressed. What happened over the weekend is no different. It really is. It's no different. Five car meets across the city. They have these meets. I hear this on the Jersey side of the river. So just so you know, even though I don't live in the city, I live close enough where I can hear this crap at night. And it gets so bad sometimes that even on beautiful nights, if you live in a town along the river, in particular in South Jersey, you can hear the sound of the drag racing on 95 and throughout the streets and on Delaware Avenue. And you can hear it. And a lot of times they have these trunk parties and they just blast music. And I think they aim their speakers at the burbs, at the suburbs across the river. And the sound travels across the water and it keeps people up at night. And I hear them drag racing at all hours of the night. I used to get up for work when I was on mornings. I would get up for work at, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd drive into the city and I'd see them. I mean, they go past me. It was always amazing too, because I would think to myself, you know that they're not getting up for work. Obviously, they're not rushing to a job. They're drag racing. And a lot of times at night, as I drive home from the show on 95 towards Jersey, I still see people still do it. They do it all the time. There is a culture of this illegal street racing that is pretty prominent in this area. And they also do these large scale meetups all the time as well. And, you know, the Inquirer had a story about how this all played out over the weekend, according from state and Philadelphia police officials. About 1 a.m., it was Bustleton and Philmont Avenues. Motorists took over the intersection along with a crowd of hundreds. Dozens in the crowd threw bricks and other objects at police vehicles that arrived on the scene. No officers were injured, but one pedestrian was physically assaulted. The suspect in the assault was also involved in another meetup earlier at Roosevelt Boulevard and Torsdale Avenue. I'm telling you, when you see the videos of this, and Steve Killey at Fox 29 has a bunch of them that he's posted as usual. He does a great job over there. It blows your mind how this happens. It blows your mind. And we live, the culture also is now you can attack police cars. You can go after police officers. You go after police cars. You can do all these things. It's perfectly allowed, perfectly acceptable. And you get in trouble if the cops get in trouble if they do anything back. So cops feel like I have to tolerate this. You can pretty much do anything you want. Not you. I mean, you would never, but you know, these thugs that do this stuff, they can do whatever the hell they want to the cops. And the Philadelphia police have to just take it because the commissioner's not going to have their back. God knows the mayor's not going to have their back. Mayor wasn't even in town. Mayor was out of town. He was watching a Nationals game, Philly's Nationals game in D.C. over the weekend. He wasn't in. No, he did not ride our bus down. And no, we did not hang out with him at the game. And I don't know if he was there Saturday and Sunday or just Sunday, but the mayor was nowhere to be found as usual. And it doesn't matter because he doesn't have the back of the cops. And Larry Krasner, the district attorney, sure as hell does not have the back of the cops. So shortly after 1 a.m., officers responded to reports of drag racing around the 500 block of Byberry Road. As police arrived on the scene, the driver of a Dodge Charger backed his car into a police car and then drove around several more police vehicles before fleeing to Montgomery County. 2:30 a.m., officers responded to a report of gunshots and drag racing at North Broad and York Streets. As police approached in their vehicles, several people in the crowd threw flower pots and other debris at the officers, shattering the windshield of a police car. At 3 a.m., police responding to a report of a car meetup at the 2400 block of North Broad Street encountered an intoxicated 19-year-old male attempting to flee to his vehicle. The suspect became irate and attacked an officer who was investigating. The officer was injured and the suspect was taken into custody. 3:24 a.m., Pennsylvania State Police officers responding to reports of a car meetup and shots being fired on I-95 near Penn's Landing found numerous vehicles and pedestrians blocking the highway. Two officers noticed an Audi S4 parked on the shoulder with its license plate obscured. Four people entered the car and police positioned their vehicle in front of the Audi and approached on foot. The driver of the Audi, 18-year-old Anthony Allegrini Jr., failed to yield, according to state police, and struck two troopers with his car. One officer shot through the windshield, striking the driver, who was later pronounced dead by fire department medics on the scene. The two troopers suffered minor injuries. The police commissioner said the following: "This is totally unacceptable, and I'm beyond sickened and I'm outraged that so many people think that it's okay to partake in this type of criminal behavior." Outlaw said there were cameras at many locations near the incidents. "This isn't a game. And those are not victimless crimes. Those involved need to be held accountable." Yeah, but they won't, though. That's the problem. They won't. They won't because you have a culture in this country where, remember, if you walked into the Capitol on January 6th, even if you were ushered in by the Capitol Police, you had federal charges against you. But throughout the summer of love after George Floyd was killed or died, depending on, you know, whether you follow the autopsy report or not, it turns out that what killed him, as Wilfred Riley has pointed out, was all the drugs in his system. So I should rephrase that and say when he died. America was on fire. I mean, that summer, America was on fire. Buildings were being burned to the ground. Cop cars, Molotov cocktails at cop cars, cars blowing up, cops physically assaulted, billions of dollars in property damage. Where are all the congressional committees looking into that? Where are the charges? Where is all that? It doesn't happen. The lawlessness that occurred after that summer was justified by those on the left as being peaceful protests with a couple of outliers here and there. And then you had other people justify this as 400 years of oppression and blah, 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 as if that was true, and going on and justifying the destruction of property and attacking police officers and everything else. People see that and then they realize, wow, you know what? I guess really nothing will happen to us if we do these things. So they have these meetups in Philadelphia. And as many years as I've been on the radio, and I've always lived in South Jersey, so I've always heard this stuff. You know what I mean? As many years as I've done this, I've always lived in South Jersey while I was on the radio. I mean, as many years as I've heard this, I have talked about this for years. I've talked about the drag racing, the trunk parties, all this stuff, all these meetups. You have towns who are trying to work with the Philadelphia police to crack down on it because their residents are terrorized by this stuff. But I've never seen it to this degree. I mean, it's gotten so bad now by a combination of factors, that being the hands of the cops are tied. Krasner doesn't prosecute these people. Most of these people are all criminals anyway. So they're out on something or wanted by the cops or something else. There's shootings at these things too. So it's escalating. The mayor doesn't have the backs of the cops. The district attorney thinks the cops are the problem. Thank God Sherelle Parker won the nomination for the Democrats, because she is at least somebody who stands with the police in the Democrat Party. And not a lot of them. You know, Amon Brown did. Not a lot of them. Thank God she won and not Helen Gim, because it would get even worse. It really would. It would get even worse. When Jim Kenney came out that time and said he was sick and tired of being mayor, she called his comments on that asinine. And she's right. But this is happening in cities across the country. It really is. It's not just Philly. But Philly's experiencing something right now that is so horrible. And yeah, you know what? Here's the mayor of Philadelphia tweeting. He tweeted out. Mayor Kenney tweets out against street racing. Mayor Jim Kenney on Sunday morning tweeted a news article about the incident and wrote that, quote, reckless and aggressive behavior cannot and will not be tolerated, adding that dangerous actions like these put everyone in our city at risk, especially our officers who work hard to keep our residents safe. Dude, you are the reason why this stuff happens. You and your buddy Krasner, because you have allowed the city to become Mad freaking Max beyond Thunderdome. That's what you've allowed to occur here in Philadelphia. He said nearly 2 years ago, these incidents that pose threats to safety and endanger the public will not be tolerated. You've been tolerating them. You've been tolerating them. Let's understand that. Let's understand that fact. And of course, the district attorney is investigating now the death of this 18-year-old man. And I'm sure, and you know as well as I do, that even though he was engaged in criminal behavior, even though there were shots being fired and the cops apparently were rammed by this car, you know as well as I do that Krasner is not going into this investigation with an open mind, as he should. But he's not. He's going into this that the cops are wrong. That's how he's going into this investigation. I guarantee you. I 100% guarantee you that. So a group of core individuals were involved in several car meetups, and they're investigating now. And the Philadelphia police and the district attorney now are offering updates on the I-95 shooting. And there were tire marks. I mean, you could see the pictures of this. Aerial shots of the tire marks on Interstate 95. So I-95 following the street racing incident. And it looks like, honestly, it looks like something you'd see out of the M. Night Shyamalan movie Signs or something like that. That's how prominent these circles are and how many of them there are on 95. So much so that they are, I'd say, 4 or 5 car lengths in length and width based on the pictures that I'm looking at, because there's a car in the picture, so you can see some, you know, use that as a point of contrast. Up and down. I mean, some of these pictures now, tire marks on both sides of 95 near Walnut and Dock Streets in Philadelphia. It looks like the road has been completely, like a giant came down on top of the road with a Sharpie and just kept drawing big circles over and over and over again. That's what it looks like. That's how prominent the damage is. That's how fast these cars were going. And of course, the district attorney, when he says we want an independent entity investigating the situation, that he is independent, nobody believes that. Nobody believes that Krasner's independent in any way, shape, or form. Nobody believes that. And look, I want, as everybody wants, an actual investigation into this. The problem, though, is that when your starting point in this situation is a district attorney and a mayor who have allowed a culture of lawlessness to occur, the blood's on their hands. Because you've allowed it. I mean, my God, years ago, who would have ever thought, yeah, it's a Saturday night, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, let's go have drag racing parties. And some of those parties, you know, some of those drag racing goes right through the streets of Center City, too. It's not just on 95. You got the ATVs. You got all of that off-road, street road nonsense that happens in the city of Philadelphia. Who would have ever thought for a second that that was okay, that they wouldn't have had the swift kick of law enforcement across their ass years ago? But now, the brazenness of this, they don't think for a second. They don't think twice for a second about this. It's out of control. I mean, it's really out of control. And, you know, I as we all wait for the details to come out about all of these situations, as we wait for all the details to come out, The one thing that I do know is that if you did not have the culture of lawlessness in the city, this would have been avoided Sunday morning. This would have been avoided. Cops don't get on the job. They don't suit up every day thinking, I hope I can kill somebody at the end of my shift. I hope that I can take, I hope that somebody dies in the course of me doing my job tonight. Cops don't think like that. All they want to do is get home safe to their family, do their job, and get home safe to their family. That's all they want to do. That's it. And it's an incredibly dangerous job. Sergeant Mark Fusetti, who's our buddy who tweets out a lot, he tweeted out something at 1 o'clock in the morning, which I thought made a lot of sense. He said, for anyone that thinks the commissioner's hands are tied and that's why it's so bad in Philly, I'm here to tell you it's 1,000% false. Outlaw cut off Kenny's cojones in 2020 when he wanted her to resign. Instead of fighting crime with the power she gained, she tried to better her life instead. I think that the confluence of all these factors has led to the culture of lawlessness in the city of Philadelphia to a degree that I think people who've lived here their entire lives just all say the same thing. I've never seen it like this. I've never seen it like this before. But you reap what you sow. And so the city of Philadelphia has been reaping a culture that says criminals are the victims of society. Why? Because George Soros funded prosecutors across the country like Larry Krasner. And you know what? Before some idiot on the left says it's anti-Semitic to bring up George Soros, who was a Nazi apologist, I don't know why that's anti-Semitic to bring his name up now, but Soros had an idea. You can't change America from the president. You really can't change America from Congress. But what you can do is change America by the courtroom, the courthouse. And the way to do that is to get people elected as prosecutors. And I use that word in air quotes because these people are not. And then have them go into these things to remake society in the image now of the way the left views crime in this country. And what I mean by that is the left views crime as a capitalist offshoot. So that if you would have knocked down the pillars of capitalism and everybody got what they were supposed to get, there'd be no reason for crime. Because everybody would have their means, And you read this stuff in things like the Communist Manifesto, obviously, where Karl Marx talks about that. And then you go to college and, you go to law school and this is all indoctrinated in your head by these woke professors and woke law school professors. And they convince you of this crap that, yeah, you know what? Crime doesn't happen where everybody's got something. It only happens where there's the haves and the have nots. Now, the have nots doesn't explain why there's drag racing and street racing and shots being fired and all that stuff. It doesn't explain this time after again. But these prosecutors, and I use that word in air quotes with these people, think that. So they go into this when they get somebody and the cops bring them in and they go, well, if you'd only had a better opportunity in life, you'd only had a better school, you'd only had this. And while a lot of that is true, we talk about school choice for this very reason, because you have a culture of crime that's created. And while if people had come from maybe different neighborhoods, maybe things would have worked out differently for them, but it doesn't excuse the behavior. It doesn't excuse the behavior. You take responsibility for your actions. We work on trying to make schools better. We work on trying to make neighborhoods better, but you don't excuse crime. And that's what these guys do, because they blame society. They don't blame the criminal. And year after year of this, year after year of people knowing that the bad guys are going to be back on the streets and there really is no consequence to your actions and there really is no problem as long as you even if you get caught once or twice or something like that. And then you get Philadelphia. What you have today is the product of that, of years of guys like Krasner instilling that in the city and making everybody in Philadelphia believe that that's what the city of Philadelphia has become, because it has become that. Because criminals feel like they are emboldened now more than ever. And even if they get arrested because the cops are trying, they're going to be back on the streets. And they know this, and the people in the neighborhoods know this too. So in the old days where you used to have neighbors would call the cops and the cops would work with them and they would let the police know if somebody unscrupulous was on their street. They don't do that anymore. They're afraid to, because they know that person, even if he's picked up, is going to be back on the streets tomorrow. So they know, and that person's going to know that somebody in the neighborhood called the cops on them. Snitches get stitches, or worse in this city, right? So what happened the other night, the chaos, the lawlessness, the street racing, the drag racing that ultimately ended in somebody dying when the driver allegedly now smashed into the police officers and a car is a weapon. Of course, a car is a weapon that led the state trooper to use his firearm, which is now going to be investigated. None of that had to happen. None of that had to occur. But a culture of lawlessness has pervaded this place. Because guys like George Soros funded people like Larry Krasner. That's it. That's the truth. You know, that's it right there in a nutshell. There is no other way to describe it for you beyond that, because that's the truth. That's 100% the truth. Every time we talk about these cities in America, they all have one common thread. And that is George Soros funded these district attorneys on the idea that you can change America by changing the fundamentals of law and justice. And then these district attorneys will go on to become mayors and go on to become governors. And eventually America will change the way that they believe America should be. Actually, what America is becoming in most of these cities now is a lawless hellhole, is what it's becoming. And it's scary. It is. And I feel so bad for the residents. I really do. I feel so bad for the people that live, particularly in these neighborhoods, and got to deal with this every single day. You know, Amon Brown would come on the show and talk about what it's like in West Philly. He'd talk about West Philadelphia, and he would talk about how the neighbors want, I'd say to them, they want to defund the police. He'd go, defund the police. They want more police. They want more cops on the streets. They want more cops. They need more cops. And I think the fact that Sherelle Parker won the Democrat nomination says a lot about at least the rejection of Helen Gim, who is exactly a Larry Krasner in female form. You know? 855-839-1210 is the number. It's mind-boggling. It really is. 855-839-1210. All right, listen. If you are hurt in an accident, and there's a lot of crazy people on the roads out there, so if you're hurt in an accident, any kind of accident, you need a lawyer to help you maximize your recovery and get the fair value of your case. Please do not assume the insurance companies are going to take care of you and value your case fairly. Insurance companies, they are concerned with one thing, and that is their bottom line. So you need the law offices of Thomas G. Skopinich. My buddy Tom Skopinich has been serving the greater Delaware Valley for over 25 years, and he's helped many clients. With offices located in Lansdale, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, let Tom help you maximize your recovery and get the fair value for your case. You know, prior to starting his own practice, Tom Skopinich used to work for and on behalf of insurance companies, which gives him a unique understanding of the strategies and tactics used by insurance companies when they are fighting your case. Contact Tom online today at scopelawyer.com, S-C-O-P-E-lawyer.com. Or give him a buzz at 215-624-2211. 215-624-2211. Located in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, scopelawyer.com. Get what you deserve today. Call scopelawyer.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, Monday it is, huh? And I am ready for it to be Friday. And the week just started. Damn it. You mean we got to do this for four more days?
I think we were spoiled. Last week we had a really, really short week because we had that super enjoyable broadcast in Cape May on Friday.
Yes.
Then we didn't have anything on Monday.
Yes.
And now this week we have five full days in studio.
Yeah, and then well, four next week.
Some of us will be in studio.
Some of us will be in studio for 5 days. Is that a dig at me?
No.
Is that a shot?
No, not at all.
You don't even like when I'm in studio. Who are you kidding?
No, I like when you're in studio.
No, you don't.
I do. It's easier.
Why is it easier?
I don't know. It just is.
How?
I can hop in to your studio and chat during the commercial breaks.
I don't like chatting with you during the breaks.
I know, but I can't chat with you against your will when you're remote because I talk down the line and you just don't respond.
Well, you know, I have this thing called a phone. You just call it.
No, I don't want to call it.
What are you going to do when I'm I got to do the show from home for 6 weeks in the summer after my surgery? What are you going to do then?
I guess I'll just talk down the line to myself during the commercial breaks.
The problem is, during the breaks, I sometimes walk away and get a drink or take a shot of bourbon or something else. If I knew you were going to talk down the line, I would talk to you down the line. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know when I'm going to have to tell you something.
That's
this
true.
Way, I just wander into the studio. I talk at you against your will. I feel like I've accomplished something.
Well, listen, pal, I don't know what to tell you, Matt DeSantis, because after I have my diverticulitis surgery, it's a 5-day hospital stay.
Jeez.
And then it's a 5 to 6 week recovery. We can't drive and you really can't do much. So I am going to be remote.
I'm just going to pick you up and drive you to the station myself.
Already got the home studio prepped for snacks. Get snacks and drinks and studio guests.
All alcohol. I assume the drinks are alcohol, so I'm curious about what the snacks will look like.
The bunker will be like a wet bar. You know what I mean? Like a wet bar in the bunker.
All your snacks are alcohol?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's mostly food. Big part of it is. Well, it's better than painkillers, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'm just saying, you know. Sat next to my buddy Danny the Man, Danny Mac Shoot. We rode the bus down together. Of course, he's a great Twitter friend for the Scioli Army. Met some wonderful people, but Danny just tweeted out, Krasner wants to prosecute a cop. Yes, indeed he does. Oh, look at that. Chrissy Mayer, the tweet is finally up 4 days after me asking for it to be up. Look at that.
I didn't know how to do it. Henry just did it now.
Yeah, unless you're paying me some overtime.
Thank you, Henry. Well done.
Of course, yeah. Unless you're paying me some overtime over the weekend, that's not getting posted until today.
I understand. I like Henry's thinking.
I would have done it myself. I just had no idea how.
What else did I want to get to? You got Tim Scott?
Yes.
From The View?
Chatting with the ladies of The View.
Chatting with the ladies on The View. By the way, Carol says, Henry, good music today.
Thank you, Carol.
She's just today, that. Though. She's the other day sucked, but just no. today.
She tweets at me a lot, so I have a lot of good music days. So thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.
Look at Henry having his own sidebars with our Twitter family. I love it. It's good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that, actually. It's great.
Love it.
All right. Here's Senator Tim Scott made the mistake of going on The View. I don't know what he thought he would get out of this. I don't think he did a bad job or anything. I just think poor guy must be exhausted mentally after this. Take a listen to a little
bit.
You
have indicated that you don't believe in systemic racism. What is your definition of systemic racism?
Let me answer the question that you've answered.
Or does it even exist in your mind?
Let me answer the question this way. One of the things that I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine. But it's not, actually.
It's been 114 years.
Yeah, so the fact of the matter is we've had an African-American president, African-American vice president. We've had two African-Americans to be secretaries of the state. In my home city, the police chief is an African-American who's now running for mayor. The head of the Highway Patrol for South Carolina is an African-American. In 1975, there was about 15% unemployment in the African-American community for the first time in the history of the country. It's under 5%.
40% homelessness
and 50% of African Americans. Of the folks in our community.
13% of the population.
You had the chance to ask the question. I know that I've watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful. So I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest the fact of the matter is that progress in America is palpable. It can be measured in generations. I look back at the fact that my grandfather, born in 1921 in Sally, South Carolina, when he was on a sidewalk, a white person was coming, he had to step off and not make eye contact. That man believed then, with some doubt now, in the goodness of America, because he believed that having faith in God, faith in himself, and faith in what the future could hold for his kids would unleash opportunities in ways that you cannot imagine. Every kid today can look, just change the stations and see how much progress has been made in this country. ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, CNN, Fox News all have African-American and Hispanic hosts. So what I'm suggesting is that the yesterday's exception is today's rule. And for us to suggest...
So America has met its promise.
No, of course, the concept of America is that we are going to become a more perfect union. But in fact, the challenges that we face 50 years ago and 60 years ago should not be the same challenges that we face today. And here's a way that you measure that. When my mother was born, about 10% of African Americans got a high school degree, diploma. Today, it's over 90%. When you look at the income success that
we've
had...
That's an HBCU stat.
Well, listen, HBCU stat is a good one, because one of the reasons why I took the funding for HBCUs to the highest level in the history of the country, and then I helped make it permanent, is because I believe that education is the closest thing to magic in America. So I'm about making sure that our kids have as many opportunities to succeed as possible. It's one of the reasons why...
I need an opportunity to succeed because I have to go to...
I'm just getting started. I believe all people can see the success that I've had.
We'll be right back.
It's interesting how, and I'm glad he did. I mean, I'm glad he set the record straight on them with all this. But the ladies on the left, this is the thing about people like her. I mean, this is what happens, right? The woman who's there, the attorney, what's her face? Who was the one asking?
Sunny Hostin,
thank you. They live in a world where you have to go from the notion that there is this oppression constantly, and then they feed, is what we talk about with Wilfred Riley all the time. They feed an entire industry of this because it needs always to have targets. And so if you bring up facts and logic like Tim Scott just did there, they go to commercial, right? Because the grievance industry needs to thrive. And if you start coming up here and saying, wait a second, you know, actually, blacks today, black Americans today are way better off than they were 140 years ago, whatever she brings up today. And you start going through all this, they go, nope, those are exceptions. Exceptions. What is she talking about? Exceptions. I mean, everything she talks about, everything that the grievance industry brings up is actually the exception. You know what I mean? When they bring up racism and discrimination and oppression, those things are the exception in America today. But you can't tell people that. You can't bring that up, because if you do, then the narrative becomes you are either a racist or you're in denial, or in his case, you're an Uncle Tim. And you were just the one who got lucky because you got out, but that doesn't mean everybody else can, or whatever other theories they come up with. And yet the one constant that every one of these cities has in common, where you have big segments of the black population, they're all run by Democrats. I mean, they're Democrat run cities, and they have been, take Philadelphia, for example, for generations, you know, generations of this. And then the minute that a guy like Tim Scott steps up and says, I want to do things differently, now it's a challenge to the Democrat Party. And the idea of the Democrat Party being challenged to say, maybe you failed, is something they can't tolerate, but they also can't tolerate success. Because then the grievance industry goes away, and the grievance industry is very profitable. Tim Scott's a big advocate of school choice. He brings up school choice all the time. He says it's a civil rights issue of our time. You got to get kids out of these failing schools, and you got to get them into good schools. The group in America that opposes that, it's not white people. It is the teachers' union, who happens to be white people. But I'm saying, if you were to use the left's definition of that, it's these racist whites that don't want black kids coming to their schools, and they're the ones out there going out there and saying, hell no to school choice. It's actually the teachers' union. And the reason why they don't want school choice is because they do not want to have to compete with private schools. Because if they did that, they'd lose. The teachers' unions at public schools would lose. And they know that. And they don't want the competition. They want a monopoly. They have a monopoly, and they want to continue that. So not only is the grievance industry challenged by everything that Tim Scott brings up, but also some very powerful forces, namely the Democrat Party, the teachers' unions, all these other groups out there that thrive off of failure, also can't tolerate a guy like him. So I think he's great. He's not going to become the Republican nominee. Nothing against him or his color of his skin, although the Democrats always go there. It's a two-way race. It's Trump versus DeSantis, and then everybody else. But I tell you what, a lot of people on the bus here today said, boy, would Tim Scott not make a hell of a running mate? Damn right he would. He'd make a hell of a running mate, I think, for one of those two guys. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, NJ Diet, you can shed that fat and be slimmer for this summer. No more wearing cover-ups or t-shirts in the pool. NJ Diet will help you the natural way. There are no shots, no hormones, no surgery. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. And best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. Contractually guaranteed. It's a beautiful thing. You are fully supervised the entire time, to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. They have locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Princeton, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations, 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we wind down, before we turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, who will bring you, of course, to 9 p.m., back with you tomorrow from 3 until 7. Just a couple other things I wanted to mention before I got here. Here is New York City Mayor Eric Adams going on about what he wants to do as he asks New Yorkers to help out here. Take a listen.
We're disciplined and we're executing on it. It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residence. There are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms. They have locales. And if we can find a way to get over the 30-day rule and other rules that government has in its place, we can take that $4.2 billion, $4.3 it may be now, that we potentially have to spend, and we can put it back in the pockets of everyday New Yorkers, everyday houses of worship, instead of putting it in the pockets of corporations. And some of those corporations come from outside our city. We should do this with discipline. And with.
So he wants private individuals to take in illegal immigrants in New York City. I didn't have a chance to get to this earlier, but I wanted to get into what's something that Vivek Ramaswamy said on ABC this week with Martha Raddatz. And his point here regarding Russia and Ukraine is something that we don't talk enough about. It's actually a point that RFK Jr. has made as well, which is what we're doing with Russia and how we're bringing Russia and China together into this alliance here that will upset the world order. And he made this point on ABC this week. A little bit long, but worth a listen here. Cut 16.
Let's talk about Ukraine. You said in a speech in New Hampshire on Friday that you would not spend another dime of American money on a war that does not affect our interests. You don't think the possibility of Russia taking over Ukraine is in our interest?
I don't think that's a top foreign policy priority. But I did also in that same speech identify priority.
I want to stick to this for a minute. You do not believe that Russia taking over Ukraine would be bad for our national interest.
I do not think it is a top foreign policy priority for us. I don't think it is preferable for Russia to be able to invade a sovereign country that it's its neighbor. But I think the job of the U.S. president is to look after American interests. And what I think the number one threat to the U.S. military is right now, our top military threat, is the Sino-Russian alliance. I think that by fighting further in Russia, by further arming Ukraine, we are driving Russia into China's hands. And that Sino-Russian alliance is the top threat we faced. And what I've said is I would end this war in return for pulling Putin out of that treaty with China.
How do you do this? No one tells Vladimir Putin what to do. That has not worked yet. And you said you would want to give him the Donbass. That would be rewarding Putin, wouldn't it?
I don't trust Putin, but I do trust Putin to follow his self-interest. I don't think he enjoys being the little brother in the relationship with Xi Jinping. And so what I think we need to do is end the Ukraine war on peaceful terms that, yes, do make some major concessions to Russia, including freezing the current lines of control in a Korean War-style armistice agreement.
Ukraine really wouldn't want to do.
Which Ukraine wouldn't want to do. And also a permanent commitment not to allow Ukraine to enter NATO. But in return, Russia has to leave its treaty and its joint military agreement with China. That better advances American interests and actually further deters China from going after Taiwan, which I think is a much higher priority for the United States.
Let me ask.
You know what's amazing, though, about this is that these are conversations that presidential candidates are having, but nobody in Congress is having these conversations. Isn't that something? Nobody in Congress is debating any of this and what the Russia-China alliance means and what ways around it and this idea, which Victoria Coates called the terrible idea, to create basically a Korea between Russia and Ukraine. But this, I mean, should be a debate. Debate it. I mean, debate the issue. They are not doing that. It really, truly is amazing with that. There was a guy named Maxwell Frost. He's a Democrat from Florida. He was at a concert in Washington, D.C. on Friday night. He's a Gen Z congressman. So this is really cool with the kids. The kids love this, by the way. They love when you drop F-bombs. Cut 19. A lot of votes for Ron DeSantis in that room, right?
I'm sure.
Damn shame.
Video, I actually just saw it a few minutes ago of Frost singing and dancing after he cursed out Ron DeSantis. It looked like he had a good time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's dumber, Al Sharpton or Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
That's close.
It is close. When the two of them together is like the gatekeeper and the keymaster, you just figured Gozar the Gozerian was going to show up. So she was on his show. That's a Ghostbusters reference, Henry, by the way.
What, like we're going to have a prize soon or something?
Nah. No, don't even worry about it.
That's a good point. Every time you mention a movie, I try to like set it aside in the back of my head for the following day. And now there's no reason.
Don't worry about it. And by the way, this clock is way off. It says 3:34. So
yeah, you got about a minute here.
All right, never mind. I'm not even going to play the clip. I looked up. I went, oh, I got all this time. We'll save it for tomorrow.
That's a good clip. Yeah, I'll save it.
Yeah, save it for tomorrow. There's nothing urgent we have to get to before the show's over.
I don't think so.
All right. So we'll deal with it tomorrow. That's it. Done. All right. No, really, we have a show clock in here, and this is inside baseball, but in the studio, my home studio is much more efficient than this one. This is the atomic clock. It's supposed to be the official time, and we are supposed to live to the letter of the law because I'm supposed to be out at 56:30, and right now that clock says 3:34:19.
It's not even close.
Not even close. So if I miss my heart out,
you got 30 seconds.
Not my fault. I can't even count 30 seconds. The thing's not moving. The thing is not. It's stuck.
It's better get out sooner than later.
All right, fine. I'll get out now. Have a great night. Thank you for listening to the show. Appreciate it. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. He has a conversation going on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It would be funny if it just went right to the thing because I didn't stop talking. It went right to the automation. That would be kind of funny, right?
That would be awesome.
It'd be awesome. We'll try that another day. Good night.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.